Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Heed Army podcast. And as you can see, I've got a little assistant here tonight. Say hello, Sophia. No, you've got the mic. Come on.
Hello.
Hello. There we go. So we've got Sophia with us. She'll be chipping in at some point, I'd imagine. She hasn't got a clue what we're talking about, have you?
No.
So there we go. No, but welcome to the Heed Army podcast. As ever, please do like and subscribe. We've had a lot of people do it lately. Thank you very much. But also as well, thank you to our sponsors who are just above the, it's handy having you here because I know where the thing is, the point now. I can go to our sponsors, Northern Print Solutions, and our friends at Patrick as well. And as I said before, there's that subscribe button. Hit it and ring the bell, shouldn't there?
Yes.
Yes, there we go. Lady, a few words. But also, before we go any further, this young lady, 9 years old, cooked tea tonight, didn't you, the first time? What did you cook?
A stir fry.
Was it good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good. So now, Daddy doesn't have to cook anymore. Hello, boys. How are you doing?
Congratulations. Well done, Sophia.
Yeah, well done, Sophia.
Yeah, good girl. Well, lads, what a difference a week makes. You know, we've said it many times before. Promising signs, very promising signs. The young lads that have come in, obviously, talk about the game coming up very shortly with our guests. We've got the highlights ready to go, but, you know, Evans, Adam, and you know, Dejon Brown as well. They all looked really competent when they came on, and you know, grew into the game. I mean, the goal brought us confidence, and why wouldn't a goal like that not bring us confidence? And just before we go any further forward, I would like to apologise to anybody's eardrums that was listening to the game live or watched the highlights. I was screaming like a stuffed pig. And I'm not going to apologize about it. I just want, just in case I damaged ears, but I won't never apologize for screaming like that. But Luke Cannon makes me make noises. Hang on and turn your headphones down. That my wife can't do. So there we go. Right. Anyway, it's all right. Mammy's away at Redworth Hall tonight with Jack. It's his birthday coming up. So
before we get on, by the way, you've got to mention your hair. Where's your hair gone?
What it was, I was going to grow it, right? And I got to like a certain point and my hair is really thick at the front and the sides and the back, but at the top here.
Were you trying to do a Hannet? Were you trying to be a Hannet again?
Oh, yeah. I was going to get myself a trip to Turkey, get the teeth just like Hannet, and then I was going to have the Alice band in and the locks, you know, and but no, I can't do it. It's just too patchy at the back. So, anyway, let's get into the football. We'll read out some messages. we've got Gated Stats have put, just seen the highlights. What a worldie from Luke Hannon. Well, we're going to get into that very shortly. And Gated Stats as well. I think it's Stephanie that does that. So I'm going to attempt to research reserves over the next few months. Oh, and the archive goodness. Will be in the club with the club in the summer. It seems like it could be of use for looking up stuff ahead of comms. It certainly would. Thank you very much. That would, any help's appreciated.
And, as you said, David, sorry, just at the top of your show there, just saying that what a week, it just feels like just a weight's lifted off our shoulder a little bit.
Positively, I mean, doesn't it? I mean, a big turnaround in players and, you know,
new people in.
They've went for the players that have hopefully fit the mould. There's definitely a change in a little bit of the tactics. We have a plan B, as it were. Rather than sticking to the process and trying to unlock a team, but we'll get heavy into that. Loads of messages coming in. We are actually live on Twitter and on Instagram tonight, but you can only send us messages like what we have here of Christopher Story or of Trina saying evening all if you come across to YouTube. So search Heed Army Podcast in YouTube and join us and be fully interactive there. But we are out on other platforms just to, as I say, try and reach more audience and tell them that we're all here. And we've got a message here from Craig. He's put, evening, lads. Great win yesterday. It was a bit worried at halftime. I think a few people were because
That's an understatement, that, Craig, I tell you.
Stuart's put, hi, all. It did seem like we were going to not finish the game with a full quarter of men, didn't it, for either side? The referee wasn't having the greatest of games, in my opinion. Even and all, what a goal by Hanno. It certainly was. And the messages are still flying in. So keep them coming in. We'll read them out as the show goes on. We have got a guest. We've got Steve Farnfield, who has had a number of roles at the club, whether it's supporters club chairman, and then obviously official roles within the club over the years. But he's going to join us now. And we'll welcome Steve onto the show. you know, he has got Dr. Doom in there because he does like to bring us back down to earth every so often.
That's his new
role. Good evening.
Hello there. Good
evening, Stephen. We're looking handsome as ever, sunshine.
Well, I try. Not as handsome as it was in that photo there.
Oh, my word.
Oh, look at them legs. Oh, tell you. I don't know.
Yes, that seems cold still.
He can it, man.
Wow. I don't know how he got down the high street without being accosted back in the day. So
and I went commando that day, I didn't have the keg. Oh, so
I'm not really sure how we needed to know.
Steve, when was it, mate? Tell the viewers when that was.
Must be around about 96, 97. No, we played Queen of the South.
Yeah,
it was Queen of the South. It was an absolute scorcher of a day.
It was our second season down, I believe, wasn't it? It was the first season under Matty Pearson fully.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I remember we pulled up in the big purple bus and the players looked in awe because they were on a little 16-seater...
minibus.
Trapped out minibus. It was actually when Mickey and I and others appeared on BBC.
Wow. Yes.
And Ali Dyer, wasn't it?
We were doing a program called Faking It or whatever.
Yeah,
and it was Anne Robinson, and they came up and they filmed at the stadium, but they also wanted the soundtrack to the Ali Dyer song, which Michael had voiced. So on the way back, we are filmed on video singing the Ali Dyer song,
yeah.
Well, there you go.
Which went on the BBC.
Someone's saying, yeah, she got promoted to junior chef. It wasn't her birthday, it's my son's birthday. He's giving it up at Redruff Hall at the moment, and but yeah, no, it's, not junior chef, head chef now. Sorry, go on, Mickey.
Two years ago, I got a guy. Completely nowhere who got me number from BBC Newcastle, and they were going to do another similar thing about Ali Dyer on Sky, and I had to sit and do a 45-minute interview.
Wow.
Just a bit like this, but it never ever came to air.
Oh. Well,
he wouldn't put
this out, but it's live, sadly. We have that burnt across every week, making the field.
Well, he rang Paul Thompson as well because I give them his number.
Aye, but you never know, it may come out the bank things. But before we go down memory lane and everything, let's have a little look at yesterday's performance obviously, second half.
Literally a game of two halves.
Yeah, definitely. It came alive in the second half, but I got accused on the commentary of being a misogynist by Barnett because I referenced the referee as her or she, which I would do for he or him if it was a male referee. But the referee, in my eyes, and probably quite a lot of the main stand, were a little bit questionable about decisions throughout the game. We're going to see that in the highlights as well. But we didn't do ourselves any favours in the opening 10 minutes and we were passing straight out of the back.
It was like men against boys in that first 10 minutes. I was sitting there with Mickey thinking it's going to be 3 or 4 nil this. I mean, they hit the post here, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the chances they created. No wonder their fans were frustrated. You couldn't believe it, Mickey, could you?
No. But while we're on about the referee, I don't think the two linesmen helped her at all, neither.
The near side one was terrible.
Didn't see as much communication. Idris Kanu, he was.
The first half, the main striker, that number 11, yeah, they just ran us.
Well, here you go. You're going to see, obviously, in real time, obviously, there was a push, and you'll see definitely. It here. Now, watching it back in real time. You think
is it forward, pushes back, drops back, and heads.
Yeah,
correct. I believe that's a foul.
It is a foul.
I don't know, mind. I don't know. It looked a bit soft, that mind.
It does look in real time. It looked like a harsher push, but I mean, obviously, it slowed down a little bit there. But that tackle, if you watch how high the foot is after he wins the ball on the leg, if Booties was a red card, so was that straight down him, you know,
with intent as well.
I'll put that on again. I say, having Pritchard was very lucky here. Oh, hang on, a little bit further back.
I said at the time, he's went over the ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did, Mickey. Oh, that's nasty. That's nasty. That'd be a sending off with VAR these days in the Premier League. That'd be off.
Wow. I'd found that that's a sending off.
Yeah.
Simple as. RLM would have went up. Would have been shouting off. It should have been a knock. But there was one on Beach as well.
Yeah.
Could have been a red card.
Yeah.
Certainly
David, did you before the game? You predicted that. Well, you said there might be a sending off today.
I had a feeling it might be an ill-tempered game from their perspective after what happened in the playoff. You know, in the semi-final, I thought they might be a bit of grit. But here we go. Enjoy. Oh. I need a bath. It's that dirty.
Oh, this is why Davey was screaming.
I was screaming like a stuffed pig, Sophia.
Honestly,
just on that note, I'll just pause this a second. Sophia, do you get embarrassed when daddy screams on the goals?
Yes.
Do any of them watch it at school?
Boys.
They'll never say, why does your dad sound like a girl?
No.
No, well, that's all right. Then we're all right. We can continue with this. I've never seen school.
The thing is, this goal will be replayed for many years, and so your screaming will go on down, you know, in legend, in history.
Yeah. If that was in the Premier League, would have seen it about 12,000 times on the telly by now, Davey.
Yeah. The technique is such a good goal.
Oh, it was a corker. And I thought that one was just going to dip into the top corner there when he...
So did I.
Yeah.
It's a Cardiff lad, isn't it, number 12?
I mean, Hannon got man of the match, but there was some good displays front and back. I thought Dananga gave us a proper target man's performance up there today.
Marcus held the ball up well. He also ran a lot as well. He did, you know, he put a lot of work in. I thought Marcus. I don't know if he's feeling threatened by the new lads coming in, but yeah, it's certainly a good performance. I thought it was a much better performance by him.
Yeah,
but I thought Louis Story was good.
Well, wins the header. Look at that. And this is the start of it. There we go. This knock on from Evans. Look at that. Lovely weighted.
I don't want to be too critical.
I love this when you see it from the other angle.
Yeah. Gives him the eyes.
Spare it.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to pass it and then puts it in the back of the net.
I think I saw that as well. Yeah. Didn't he look? Look at that. Yeah,
didn't even look. Whoa.
Good finish, that leg.
There you go. I'm pointing back at you, son.
And even then they could have equalised. Mickey, at this stage, you said to me, you said that even if Barnett scored, would have taken a point at half time, which is very true. Oh,
yeah. I mean, this here is a criminal miss. Criminal.
Hell yeah. For a professional footballer to miss this.
I mean,
he just didn't get a touch, did he? He didn't put a contact.
Well, the thing is, though, how many chances of them have we had of late? You know, the footballing gods have evened it out somewhat there, haven't they?
We really have.
We've missed a lot like that lately. And then, obviously, Beach. I thought Beach grew into the game as well after the first rocky 10 minutes. He didn't look too bad.
I agree.
I still remember these are very young lads that have moved up the country.
I think with Beach, it was just his distribution. It was just his distribution that first 10 minutes. It wasn't his saves or his crossing. And it was quite difficult. I think it was more windy than you thought that first half, which was holding the ball a bit in Barnett's favour, actually.
Also, I think you've got to give a bit of credit to Barnett's midfield and forward line. They hounded us at the back. When we tried to play the ball, we didn't get a chance to pass it around like we normally would. But we went a bit, you know, more direct.
I'm saying nothing because I hate playing Southern clubs because they're the worst of the lot for cheating, for whinging, for rolling around, etc. And I just sat there when we hit the second goal and I said, thank you, because honestly, I do honestly hate playing them because they come up here, they intimidate referees, they intimidate the linesmen, they're whinging, they're moaning, they're kicking anything above grass height, and they're rolling around wanting penalties for the slightest little thing. And as far as I was concerned, they got what they deserved.
Diplomatic as ever.
And I'm going to come in there and say, I totally agree, Steve.
We've got here, what do you think of the officials? I think it was just an all-round poor performance. I think the fourth official, when the tackle on Hunt, I went running round as if to say, that's got to be a red card, and it was only yellow. So I don't know what his thought process was in the dramatics of running round. I felt he was getting it in both ears from both managers throughout the game. And it's not often you get a fourth official getting it like that. And that proves a point that both teams weren't happy with the official.
I noticed the Barnet manager was full at him almost all game, like fully on. But we were on no better mind. But as Mickey, you said earlier, the linesman, especially this near side, he was hopeless.
Yeah. Didn't support him at all. The linesman on that our side, stand side, could have just went, stop the game. These are going 10, 20 yards down the lane as soon as your back's turned. Mm-hmm. They could have stopped that straight away.
There was a lot of encroachment, wasn't there? I mean, they pitched a lot of yards, and it wasn't just like 5 yards here, 5 yards there. Sometimes it was 15 yards.
But it also gave them advantage because their throw-ins were so good. Moving down the line, ball in the box.
I've seen some good long throws over the years, but that crop has probably got one of the best I've seen. In windy conditions as well, you've got to pinpoint.
To me, that was their only weapon.
Yeah.
First
half, they were all over.
I thought Idris Kanu could, he's definitely playing below his level. He could open up defences higher up the leagues.
He was interesting though. First half, he was all over us. Second half, he just wasn't there.
Typical winger's performance, isn't it? I said to Davey obviously we're sitting next to each other. It was a typical winger's performance. Brilliant one half, crap the other.
Yeah, it disappeared. And obviously we lost the main guy up front as well. So, we got 3 points. Great win. Done the double over them. What more can we ask for,
And I'll just bring up the league table while we're here talking. Obviously, a bit small for us to see, but people watching on TV at home, we're in 8th place at the moment. And, It's positive. We've had a rocky patch. We're getting ourselves back into it. But you've got teams above us that are having rocky patches. You've got Solihull Moors, Barnet, of course. If you look at the form table above, there's only really Oldham and Chesterfield that have been consistently hitting it till this weekend. And we're in and out. So it just shows you, get a couple of wins together, you can climb that table quite rapidly. Because look where Oldham were about 5 weeks ago. So I can tell you everything. Positive signs.
Let's just give Chesterfield the medals now. Yeah, they can have that. No way.
Yeah.
And then we'll scrap it out with the rest of them.
Yeah. We've got lots of...
There's loads of it here who have been around a long time now. Can you remember a league being practically so cut and dry by the end of January? Because I can't.
Okay, well, it kind of was last year between two clubs, wasn't it? We knew it was going to be one or the other. But
I know, but...
seem to be like this. No, I can't remember it being
Chesterfield as 16 points clear, 2 games in hand.
Yeah, I can't remember a team being as dominant, but I think everyone knew before pre-season they were going to be like
Weren't Newcastle a few years back?
I'm on about the National League, dear.
All right.
You have the conference. The conference to us own thoughts.
I was going to say, you might have to go back to like the good old days of like Wickham Wanderers or something. They dominated the league that season when they went up.
Well, Vanessa had to come in on that. So,
But you're right, Mickey. There's not been many. I mean, look at last season. It was a two-horse race right to the bitter end. So,
you're right. 20 points clear of everybody else. But, they were like that. Messi's still coming in.
They could break all records them this season, Chesterfield.
So happy to see the new lads having a belt game. Excellent turnaround in the second half. The less I say about the ref is a good thing. I think everyone can agree about that. And you can feel the relief at the full-time whistle from the players and fans. And, I think it was maybe a godsend that we had that game cancelled with Solihull. Give the newer players a little time to bed in. Get into the I don't want to say the word process because obviously we've done it to death, but they want to get into the way the club is operating and settle in, make friends. And I tell you what, I'll put this up. I meant to do it during the actual highlights here. for the Hannon goal. One second, where is it? It's coming.
I think Mark Carruthers, he tweeted out last night just saying that that's quite, you know, a very important win in the grand scheme of things for Gateshead, you know, as you said, just galvanising us a little bit, pulling us together. Right, go on, Davey, go on.
Right, so in comes the cross. I want you to look at the touchline down here where the, obviously, towards the sub-benches, right at the bottom of the screen. Yeah. Watch Kane Adam. As everyone's saying, I was saying Adam, but I was saying Adam, but hold up on the pronunciation. But watch his reaction. There, look, look. it's great. See what shows you again. Watch it in slow motion at the bottom of the screen.
He didn't quite notice. He didn't know whether to celebrate with Hannon because he obviously doesn't know him, so he sort of backed away at the end.
But it was just the oh my god effect there. Yeah. Just see it again, watch. Made me laugh when I seen it. It's like, can he just stand?
I tell you what did make me laugh yesterday, lads, is I think it was the first half where Jake Stott bounced off the Barnet midfielder.
Oh.
And I say to Davey, that's obviously the difference between men's football and academy football.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you've got Dejon Brown holding, he's got three Barnet players hanging off his back holding the bat.
That was quite funny in the corner flag. He had them hanging off him, didn't he?
We don't go into negatives much, but I thought when midfield was a bit light in the first half.
And, yeah.
But the positive to that was when the new lads came on. Oh my God, Adam, as you call him, he just looked a breath of fresh air, didn't he? Oh my goodness.
Johnny Gray,
see what he can do.
I'm glad I read this fully, but I thought it was going to be very controversial. But Joey Barton would have had a field day yesterday, unfortunately. There's nothing to do with that. It was just a poor game. That's all it was. Male refs have them as well. It's nothing to do with...
The two linesmen were poor and they were blokes. So.
Yeah, so there you go.
I said to... I think it's Mark Walton's brother who sits in front of us with his daughter, Emily. It's only hating because she's a woman, because she was knee worse and knee better than what we'd already had previously.
Yeah,
that's right.
Nothing to do with anything away from that. It's just a referee. It's our refereeing abilities. That's all it was on the day. I'm sure she is. Did the women's FA Cup last year, the FA Cup final. So, you know, she's a well-respected referee. It was just on the day, it was a poor performance.
By the way, that comment from Christopher there about who should be in, like, you know, what was it say? Should be over in the first 6 minutes. I think if you'd, you know, when they hit the post after 10, if it was 10 minutes when they hit the post, if you had stopped the game there and said to the fans, by the way, it's going to finish 2-1 Gated, I think we would have all just ended up laughing because we would never, you know what I mean? Honestly, we would never have guessed that.
I think Stevie would have.
Yeah, well, as I say, so once we stopped doing those silly passes and kept stealing it in the middle, they created a lot less. Let's see what's up. Got some more mischief.
Oh, yeah. We got the tactics right in the second half as well. It wasn't just down to them dipping in performance, you know.
Yeah. And for someone else saying that Dinanga, best performance in a while, looked different player. He did. He looked great.
He looked buzzing.
Someone's good. What a strike. Shades of Zidane against Leverkusen with that technique. Definitely.
You've got a point there, Patrick. Very not good
hairline,
point.
Though, not the hairline. Hannon's got a far better hairline than Zidane ever had.
The Vanarama League will be retweeting that tomorrow when they get to the office.
They'll be trying to sell him now, man, for, you know, what Vanarama's like. Wheeler was my man of the match.
Agree with Jack. Agree with him.
Yeah. Wheeler and Louis Story were the two best players on the park for me, I thought, yesterday.
Did you see Kenton, by the way, at that one stage where he looked like Messi? He was like dribbling all the players.
I confused him with Warman in the actual highlights on that, I think.
I agree, Darcy. Totally agree. When he was tiptoeing through the players.
Kenton's wearing that armband with, and he's given captain's performances as well, which is great to see. Callum and Jordan really played well too. Everyone did in the second half. You know, it took that shock, I think, to get them into into gear. But we are going to go down a lot of memory lane with Steve very, very shortly. I've got a message earlier on that I've got about Ali Dyer. Well, I'll bring that up later on. So don't worry, I have got these things. And we've got a complaint already. Vanessa's put, "Oi, Mr. Farnfield, you have a southerner watching." But to be fair,
but Vanessa, who brought the black pudding, the ham, the stotties, and the peas pudding down at the Swindon game?
I would like to say, Steve, by the way, but you've got to remember, we've got some southern players as well. Just remember that as well. Some of that, we just sent a lad from London, for goodness sake.
Well, yeah. I wasn't necessarily having to go at the players. I said a southern team because the way they're set up by the management, etc. It's bred into them down there by the management. Because if you look at the managers, all of them that come from down there are all moaning minis.
I tell you one thing, Vanessa, we're going to need you as well, because when we start talking about the old days, I think the Downley Donkey's definitely going to get mentioned in it.
So we've got one second. We've got here opposition manager never stopped moaning all game. Then Rob Elliott got booked. Depends what was said in the way it was said.
Rob was getting a bit animated as well. He was dishing out a bit, I noticed as well. He wasn't exactly holding back himself. So,
Oh, hang on. This is a strange one, because my wife's message, but she isn't watching, but my daughter's put this. Can I have a quick
explanation
why you started the Heed Army podcast? You could have asked, is that off air? There's nobody else.
The Unibond League Cup. My God, Stevie.
Oh, that's oh God, Christ, how's that still hanging together? The league isn't.
well, it's got all the teams on the back, you know.
Oh my God, Steve, that's ancient.
Team, yeah, we won the trophy, was about 30 odd years ago, and we were hoping you would win it back. Everything crossed for a run at the end of the season. Well, let's hope, hopefully.
Yeah. I had the pleasure of meeting her at Wembley as well. It was lovely to catch up with her. Talking about Jackie English and all the rest of the old guys down there.
Happy days down there.
Spot on. But before we go any further, obviously we've got lots of people messaging. Thank you very much. Hit the like and subscribe button as well, and the bell. If you are watching on one of the other faces that it's on at the moment, we know we're going out live on Twitter. There's two people watching on Twitter. So jump across to YouTube and you can message us live on the show. Hit the subscribe button. And if anyone is watching on Instagram as well, you can do that there. This is where the interaction is on YouTube. So please do come over, subscribe, and follow our other social medias. And when we come back, we're going to get right into it with Mr. Farnfield. Well, we are back. The messages are still flying in. Thank you very much, everybody. And let's have a look down here. They are there. Right. Yeah, I got that special order for Mr. Mills.
Jack Mills.
We've got here a fantastic goal from Hannon. The changes made the difference. Really impressed with Adam when he got on. Great finish. Also, Brown from Derby did well as well. He did. So I think that if you've seen the pre-match interview that was put out on Gated FC TV with Rob, you got to remember how young Dijon is, and that he's just moved away from home, so that they're nursing the minutes and and hopefully if we see what he's doing there, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And Carol Skipper, thank you very much, has just followed us on Twitter. You can message us on Twitter as well if you'd like, @E_Army. I've got that open on the other screen, so there we go. But we have got Mr. Farnfield here, and we're going to go down memory lane. He's got some old photos to show us and stuff. But before we go any further, there'll be fans that if you followed Gateshead and went to away games with Gateshead, 20, 30 years ago, there was, someone that was heavily around the club and in amongst the supporters, who we sadly lost recently. And Steve, I'll let you put the photo up, but we lost Stevie Coleman, didn't we?
Yeah, he died 2 weeks ago today. He was chairman of the supporters club. And at the time when I was involved with the club, he helped out with the reserves. He did the kit, he did the driving for them most of the time, because obviously in the Wearside League, we couldn't afford to put a bus on for them, so it was always a hire bus or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he died 2 weeks ago. His funeral's on Friday, and Kenny and I racked our brains. We think it's either 72 or 73.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, as I say, he was involved for a good 10 year or so, and actively involved right up until sort of 2007, 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A real shame.
God bless him.
It's a fan there. But as I say, I think you're actually wearing the same shirt as in that photo, aren't
you? I am. Yeah,
same season. Yeah, was that, that the 2000 season? Is it?
Well, unfortunately, yes. Well, that photo is actually taken at Scarborough, and it was a funny story. The Scarborough trip, we set off from here. It was absolutely lashing down. There were floods all over the area. Peasholme Park Lake had burst its banks and was flooding the main street down into the seafront. The game was called off, but we decided we're in Scarborough, we'll have the day in Scarborough. So we pulled up in the car park. As we got off the bus, the sun came out and we had an absolutely tremendous day, red hot, absolutely red raw when we came back. And as we drove out of Scarborough and got towards Scaresby, I think it was, it started to rain again. And nobody would believe it that we had been literally basking in sunshine. And that would be around about 2001, 2002, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Probably the last time the sun shone in Scarborough as well.
From our new subscriber, from Carol Skipper, we've got a message. But hi, all. It's Kane's nan. So, Kane. thanks for the welcome you've given our boy. He's football through and through, and will give his all for the club. I tell you what, if that cameo and beautiful goal that we've seen is anything to go by, he's going to be an absolute star here at Gateshead.
So
thank you very much, Carol. And is it Adam or Adam?
It is.
Adam.
Yeah, but he's up a Geordie now, so he's going to become an Adam.
Adam, yeah. Well, you know, with this dyslexic commentator, it may be Adam. But Carol, thank you very much for joining us. It's always a pleasure when we have you.
Yeah, Carol, welcome.
And you know,
get the stories off you later, Carol.
Oh, definitely. We'll find out what he was up to when he was a bairn. Obviously, as well, any players' families that are watching, of course, we critique the players on performances only. It's never a personal thing. I don't think we have to explain that. But you know, we're a family club, and you know, we understand he's moved right up the country up here. Yep. And I think every Gateshead fan will make him feel welcome, as well as the other players that have come up as well in recent weeks. So
I'm sure that Northeast nightlife will make him feel right at home.
You know what it is? I think I reckon this boy's into crochet. He doesn't go out, keep himself good. That's what he's doing. He's concentrating on the game and knitting animals.
I don't want to make us feel old, because we're obviously going to look at some old photographs, etc. But Adam, he must have been born around about 2005. Just put that in the context, as we're about to talk about these games, you know, as Stevie is in the late 1990s.
I'm 40. What am I? 43. No. Yeah, I'm 43 this year. So, like, and I'm still thinking about these games like I was, like, you know, a couple of seasons ago, like, you know, like 18, 19. So it's really scary. But yeah, it is. At 1 second,
we've Steve, got me and you just keep quiet about the years we were born.
In answer to that, show, I don't know if they were at the McCain Stadium, because we never got to the match.
We've got another bit of sad news, obviously, that we haven't mentioned. Of course, obviously, former manager Mike Williamson. You may have seen that he wasn't present at the game last week or yesterday for MK Dons. He's had a bereavement. So we just want to send our thoughts out to Mike and his family. Never, you know, a nice thing to happen. And we wish him all the best. You know, he's a legend up here and always will be. But we've got other breaking news, and this one is for Mr. Steele. Steely, old friend of yours, Fred Milton, founder of Teal in Durham recently.
Cheers, John. Well, there you go. There's some birdie chat. I've got some birdie chat in this. Good to see John still watching. I still haven't caught up with John. I keep saying I'm going to catch up with him in a game. I keep forgetting
to. To see him and his good lady are always lovely to bump into at a game. As I say, if Carol's watching, she's thinking what's going on. Normally, we talk about puffins, Carol, because Davey works on an island. So we get plenty of that. Oh, hey. Right. Silly sausage, right? Someone, Jack has sent us a super sticker, 99p. We don't do this for money. Please don't do that. It's just an option that YouTube puts there. I'm not trying to make money here. We're not trying to make money, but thank you very much. I don't think we can extract it anyway because we don't have enough. Thank you very much, but don't do that. And someone said I should have said I was 21. But right, we digress. But keep them messages coming, everybody. Right, memory lane. Mr. Thornfield, in 97 or 96 it was, and I went on my first away game with you. Looked after me and John Young. We went down to Stalybridge Celtic. The match was awful. The company was tolerable. And it had us hooked.
Well, actually, I'll take you back to 92, 93. I'd been going to the home games. And I was persuaded into going to my first away game with Gateshead. Now, what the person who sat next to me for the 6 hours on the way there hadn't realised that I followed Sunderland home and away for about 15 years. So I had a certain party sat next to me for 6 hours explaining the do's and the don'ts, what not, what should do, etc. Bored the shit out of us. And I'm still coming back 30-odd years later. And I'm not saying that Tony Carter can talk with Narita. Take it from me.
You know what? God forbid if Tony Carter died, his gravestone would have a button and it would talk to you for 8 hours in a pre-recorded rant, wouldn't it?
There's quite a few tales I can, Michael and I can share about Mr. C.
But he's not yet
to defend himself, exactly, so we'll keep it liberal. Anyway, I've got a bit of a puzzler for the three of you and anybody else that's out there.
Ooh.
I was handed this photograph a few years back.
I was young, I needed the money.
Someone who is within the club or has been within the club, etc. Does anyone know who this is? Was it Greiter?
Can you put it a bit closer, Stevie?
Yeah, I'll put it on big screen.
And he was a Greiter. And a Greiter is a train spotter.
Wow.
Person is probably one of the people who we should all bow down and kiss the floor.
That's Graham Wood.
It's Graham Wood.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
And it's in 19...
Is that the Mallard?
No, it's the Golden Fleece. Oh, I wrote on the back. It's 60030.
Oh, well.
And at the same point, I was given one of them at school, but I've misplaced it.
I didn't realise he was into his locomotive. So next time
he was a big...
He definitely wasn't born in 2005.
No, he wasn't born in 2005. But I'll say you've got a big collection of photos there, and I think you should put some up because
here we are. These two young chaps.
Jesus Christ Almighty!
Wow, that's an old photograph.
I know it is. He's slimmer now.
Well, is that as well? Like, but
baby face, Mickey.
Is that outside the Hawks Head more or something?
I think so. Yeah. Because it's definitely one of the services. It could be the other one would be not Tip Shelter, the one before that.
I'll tell you what, it's true what they say. Like, if you're not born with style, it doesn't come later on in life, does it, Miggy?
Yeah,
it never has.
But the next person's
age. Oh my God. Look at this.
That was when he auditioned for Spender.
That's like Rick Astley, isn't it?
Legend has it. It still goes out on the weekend.
I can't remember photographs of me where before I had white hair. I mean, dear me. Wow. Didn't I have the shortest curly perm back then? Didn't have the shortest curly perm back then.
Yeah, he had it all cut off.
Aye. My mother wouldn't let us. She wouldn't let us.
Not to be let down.
She said the girls.
Look at Captain Thomas in the middle there.
God. Now, I can only surmise that I was looking at a pie down the stand.
I can't believe that's me as well. That's John Young, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And I think I'm in the background.
I think you may be. We're all round about that point. Let's have a look. It could be.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I'm not sure where that is, Nick.
Unless Mickey's done something to Davey there.
Well, hang on. We'll see if you can see yourself on this one, anybody.
And see Kenny Knox.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he denies he ever sings.
Dave, Steve, you're singing away there, mate.
Well, we didn't empty it.
Trying to, I recognize faces, but I can't put names.
Is that Dan on the end?
Yeah,
Dan Robinson.
I think it is next to, I think John Young's just behind him.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
so yeah,
wow.
Mind you, we have had some beauties in.
Thanks, Mr. Luke.
Oh, what a corker.
We have had some good looking birds on the away days as well, mind.
Yeah.
I mean, look
at me, I'm full dead, me ball over there, like, and
that was when I was at that point in time.
Mickey is at the bottom corner there, just below the.
Oh, yeah. Oh, same. Oh, my goodness.
And there is the current mayor of Spennymoor in the ginger wig.
Well, Michael, for years, Sandra thought it was a young lady because in one of the other photographs, he very much looks like a young lady. Does anybody know who is next to him?
That's Hutchie.
It is, Alan Hutchie.
See, I was too shy to get dressed up as a woman in them days, but, you know, obviously there's other photos to come out. I'll probably put them up in a couple of weeks. I'll tell you what.
Stevie, you need to get these uploaded, mate, and sent out.
I'm saying I've spent all, Sam will tell you, I've swore most of this afternoon.
Steve, just put them on your phone and send them on WhatsApp.
I'm gonna do. I found a load of photos here. I'm gonna get them up. Okay, 1 second.
Oh my god! I've seen one already.
I'd like to say, by the way, I've got a photograph from the first away game of the Supporters Club in 1991.
What about that bit of strumpet?
Oh my goodness gracious me! Wow.
I'm getting a loser.
God has never looked as gorgeous.
Oh my god.
Sophia's seen the pictures I'm saving yet to put up. One second.
Well, haven't said that. If you like that one, how about that one, Mr. T?
Oh my god, Carter. Dear me.
That run cone, Stephen.
No, Dad.
Was, wasn't it?
Don't put that one on.
That is run cone, aye.
Right.
The last game of that was their last game at Canal Street, wasn't it?
It was Vickers and Tart. And Ernie Curry turned up as a Vicker.
I've got a load here. 1 second, you talk about tarts, they're coming up. 1 second.
Oh my god. Oh, he's laughing before he's even got them up.
Sophia, I think you need to go out the room for this one.
No.
I'm not putting naked here.
Hang on. Right. So
I'm going to know what's coming
in. I'll have to do, like, obviously, there's me.
Fuck no!
There we go. There's a few other
words
there. We can look.
Ken.
And there's
Sam. Well,
and then there's me and Mickey, me and Tony. So, and there's Bernard in the background. Look, young Bernard. We've got there's what do you call it? I forgot his name.
Stevie Clifton.
And then it was, here's a cheeky one for you. I wonder why we both thought it was important to wear thongs, but we did. And the pièce de résistance.
I don't know.
My apologies if you're reading.
If you're having a super, I'm sorry about that.
I thought mine were recreated.
Out. Right. Didn't realise Barbie was a Heed fan. Dolly Parton was a Heed fan. Oh, we've got this. These photos should come of an age warning before the watershed. Yeah.
I'll tell you, people, I tell you. Oh, my goodness.
Mate, there's one thing I never understood. Gated games were never that boring, surely.
Oh, hang on. We'll get this on the screen. Oh, fully asleep. All the weird day sleepers now, isn't there?
Well, I'll tell you a funny story about Kenny. We were travelling down to Dover. It was the day that Dean Ranyard asked if we pulled up in the car park in Dover, what castle is that on the hill? To which Kenny replied, Edinburgh. It's on holiday. But prior to that, Kenny... We used to leave the Civic Centre, and within 5 minutes of getting out of the car park, Kenny would be asleep on the bus. And he would sleep pretty much all the way there and all the way back. Anyway, we're on the M25, and we're just coming off into Dover. And Mike Coulson and Tommy Dorman, who were in the front, Mike was driving, pulled over. And I said, what's the problem? Oh, I've got a strange rattle coming from the engine. So... Fair enough. They got out, they opened the bonnet up, they're under the bonnet. I said, so what's the problem? Can't find any. It doesn't appear to be anything that can't say anything. To which Mike Coulson's young son, Graham, chirped up and said, what are you looking for? And Mike said, oh, well, is it a rattle? Oh, he says, it's not a rattle. It's Kenny Milkshake snoring. Literally stopped the bus because of his snoring.
Hey,
man.
Yeah, I remember falling asleep, Mary eating his sandwiches. That was even funnier.
Someone's asking a question here. It isn't happening, but it probably could take the club to the Premier League if we did this. When are you and Tony going to start an OnlyFans to fundraise for the Gated Soul? Beautiful. Beautiful.
You're talking about the old buses, Stevie. I mean, Ronnie Oliver.
Oh, he's picking onions.
He used to collect the cans.
He used to go in the away game. He used to collect the aluminium cans and wear them in so he could go at the matches. And he'd have a skin full of beer. He'd have his beer and then start eating pickled eggs. Then fall asleep on the way home and it would smell like a zoo. By the time we got off that bus with the pickled eggs, Tommy Dorman says, you're not bringing them on anymore.
I've got some more photos here. One second. The worrying thing is, looking back at this photo, I didn't see the cheeky glint in his eye, but look at Mike Coulson here.
He was at the match yesterday now.
He was apparently
I was dressed like that.
He's apparently back working for the club in some capacity, from what I can gather.
Oh, right.
Has left Blythe Spartans, but there is Gary Davidson as well, and John Young.
John Young. Oh,
funny characters there.
Yeah. So we had to pull the other one with John that day.
That's my brother in the background as well.
Yeah. Oh. Someone's put, blame me, lads, I've just spewed up my bacon sausage sauce. Sophia, are you proud of your dad tonight?
A little.
It's all right.
You're still in favour. It's fine.
I mean, people, we don't mention it very often. Yeah, I mean, Vanessa is probably knows as well. We had, was it 20 or 30 members in High Wycombe, Stephen?
On the last count, it was 36.
Yeah, we had a branch of supporters in High Wycombe.
The The Downey Donkey used to do us absolutely proud. I mean, yeah, when we travelled down to London in the south, whether it be Aldershot or Welling or whatever, we used to call there, and quite often if we had room, we'd pick them up to bring down with us to the game, etc. But they always put a fantastic spread on before the game, and then obviously on the way back, there was always a cup of soup or buns or whatever.
I remember in the pub as well, like, this is High Wycombe, there was like a gated corner, wasn't there?
There was
paper clippings on the wall and stuff. It was brilliant.
Yeah. That was Jack's Corner, wasn't it?
Jack's Corner, that's it. Yeah, aye, Mickey, that's the one.
To Co-op now or something.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah. Vanessa was telling me at Wembley, but I remember going to Slough and we're staying back and then say we can make a night of it and travel through the night.
That's right.
I wouldn't go early, so we stayed late. And me and another lad decided we wanted to go to High Wycombe. And we ended up going around the bars. We ended up in like a, something like a nightclub. It was called the London Bus Emporium. It was just a bus what served food, and you could sit on the bus and eat food. But we said, we're not having food, so we're just having a few. Well, knee deep in the bevy by this time. And we went and left there, and we're getting picked up in Wycombe High Street, and Tommy Dorman was going his absolute ends because they had to wait for us to get in the kebab.
what a bad man you are, a bad man. But I was looking through to find out any other photos, but none really I can put up. Not as a bad.
It got worse.
Yeah, it got worse.
I've got a couple of grounds if you wish to take a guess off.
Oh yeah, come on.
Oh, Colwyn Bay.
Who said that?
Mickey Barris.
You're right, Michael.
Wow, Mickey, well done, mate.
Yeah.
Paul Dalton made his debut that day.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Next one.
Oof. Oh, I can't really see that.
I reckon that is at either Ashton United.
There's a clue in the sign.
Oh,
there's a can't see it.
Kings Lynn.
Yes. Kings Lynn.
Hey, they've gone down the tubes recently, haven't they?
I think that day there was about six of us, and it was absolutely Baltic.
And I haven't been to King's Lynn.
Well, the funniest story of that is Les McCourt, who was involved with the club a few years back, Mickey Thornton, who is no longer with us, Kenny Knox and I were stopping in a travel lodge at Long Sutton. And I'd booked two rooms. Obviously, twin rooms, but it was a travel lodge. If you haven't been to a travel lodge and you don't understand the twin room, you'll understand what happened next. Kenny and I went into our room, and the next thing we knew, we had Mickey and Les wedged in our door, both of them saying, they're not spending the night in that room because there's only one bed and they're not sleeping with a man. But it was comical because the two of them were literally wedged in the door.
Yes.
But a travel lodge, what it was, they had a pull-out bed. Like a sofa bed. But it was so comical just to see the two of them literally wedged. It was like the old Keystone Cop thing where they were stuck in the doorway. You know. So
doing a great impression of saloon doors.
Yeah.
Vanessa says it is a co-op, and the shop entrance is now Jack's Corner. So there you go. And I found memories of watching the Heat and going to the stadium afterwards and not being allowed to leave until the pink came out.
Wow.
Memories.
There's some memories, the pink. I used to deliver them.
Lucas asked, what's the chances of getting the French maids back outfit back out? Not a chance because it ripped on the day. This is the sad thing. Me and Tony Carter, at one point, each at different times on the way down, were sat with a sewing kit, sat in thong, fishnets, and, Mickey had a bra. And we're sitting sewing with dresses before we could drink, because it kept ripping. It was awful. The pictures were glamorous. The reality was not so much.
Could you not just buy a new one, Dad?
Well, at the time, I had ordered it off eBay, so I couldn't exactly get it delivered to us.
You could have always done what we did at Southport.
When
we all trained into the charity shop, and we all came out with the new anthem for the Heed, Silly Hat Army. All bought, you know, Nora Batty style hats, etc.
We've done that
as well at Runcorn, didn't we?
Runcorn
in the charity shop because Gary Armstrong wanted a new coat because he was cat. He had to buy a woman to go with his outfit.
He was there yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Could you not have ordered another French maid, Dad? A question I never thought I'd hear today. We are both three places tonight, of course, on YouTube, which is the main one where we want you all to come to. Also, as well, there it's going out on Twitter and Instagram. Now, Twitter and Instagram, you can't send us messages. We can get a tweet sent to us, but it won't come direct into the video feed like it has here, where Mr. Luke guessed if it was Geisley. So if you want to interact and send messages like everyone else has done, come over to YouTube now and search for Heed Army Podcast. You'll find us broadcasting live, and subscribe, and you'll be able to join us and interact there, because I believe the Instagram is only on for an hour, and we're getting close to that, and we haven't got the predictions in and stuff for next weekend away to Southend, I believe. So if you'd like
to get the lasses yet, neither.
Yeah, we've got the lasses to talk about as well. I don't know how they got on today, actually, so it'd be interesting to find 4-0 out. Sorry?
Got beat 4-0.
Oh, well, we'll go into that now then. So we're there, Mickey, for the ladies' game.
Aye, we were there. First thing I want to say is one of the Pontilion lasses looked like she had a nasty injury. Near the end of the game, I think she's got her studs stuck in the AstroTurf and went through on her knee. She was in agony, bless her. Oh. And I wish her well. I hope it's not as bad as feared. And if I wish her a speedy recovery, because it did look nasty for the poor lass. And I stayed back and asked one of the Pontilion lasses, and she said it didn't look good.
Yeah.
I hope and pray that it's not as bad as it's feared. But in the actual game itself, Pontilion were the better team today. We created a few chances. They got a penalty, which to us didn't look like a penalty at all, but they were worthy winners today. Well, it was good because I haven't seen the lasses for a couple of weeks, and it was good to just get out and meet up with a few people. And
Pontilion are good though as well, aren't they? They're a good team.
Yeah, Pontilion had just come down. I mean, we beat them 2-1 last week, and it was a quick turnaround back up at their place, and I think they had something to prove from last week. But they were a good side, really good side, and the number 9 they've got up there is an absolute quality player. But our lasses, they stuck at it, to be fair. Like I say, they created a number of chances, just wasn't their day to day. Well, I'm still proud of them, played really well.
They're still up there as well. It's not a not a bad situation they're in at the moment. They're doing very well. We've got predictions coming in for the game down at Southend, so get them in. Please do send them. We've got Christopher Story said he was dressed as Darth Vader at Chorley a couple of years ago. I'll stick with that outfit. No, we're pushing boundaries here in the Heed Army. You've got to cross them boundaries.
We crossed more than a few boundaries.
Definitely.
I can't remember when Carter got off the bus to chase the sheep.
That's the ultimate rejection, that one.
Because the sheep ran away.
It was on the way back from Berwick. Jill and his wife was about 8 months pregnant, and Tony made a comment, and I was sitting in the front seat, and I said to the driver, stop the bus at the next field.
Stop the story.
and we did, and as Carter got out the bus, 50 sheep went diving across to the far end of the field.
We've got predictions are coming. Darcy has put 2-0 to the Heed. We've got 2-0 Next week is Patrick Story, Mr. Luke goes 2-1, Gateshead 3-1, Christopher Story, we've got 3-2, away win at Hartlepool a few weeks back. That was the ladies, wasn't it?
Yes.
No, he's on his computer.
So,
he's on his computer.
You might want to mute Stephen.
Sandra, want to come on?
I'm going to go 2-1.
2-1.
2-1.
2-0 South End.
2-1.
Yeah, sorry, lads.
I would take. I would. Sam Pendleton just put up. I would take a 1-1 draw now.
Oh, I really would. Yeah.
See, they're still like in a kind of transition period. They're on better terms than what they were. I think if we go down now with the enthusiasm we've got, I think we can steal a 2-1, like we did with Barnet. I think it might even be a similar game. Wow. Trina's going 3-1. So if anyone wants to get theirs in now, please do send them in. Sophia, well, we've got you here. Right. What do you think? Do you think it's going to win? And what score do you think it's going to be? They're away open right down the country.
I'm going to say 2-1.
Who 2? Gated. That's good. She likes to wind this up because her Nana and Granda tried to poison her by saying, oh, you should support Newcastle, and Newcastle's a great team. But as I have explained to Sophia, and I'm very proud of this, you don't accept blood money, pet. we got Sean Parry says 2-1. If anyone else wants to get theirs in, please do send them in. And just while we're on, thank you to any new subscribers. We do appreciate it. We want you to get interactive with the show. And say we'll try to get former players on, current players. We'll try and get some of the new lads on as well. Welcome them to the Heat property. And a big thank you to Carol Skipper as well for joining us and sending a message. Hope you will get her on sometime.
Brilliant.
Say we'll have a little chat about Kane. And so we've got more predictions coming through. We've got 3-1 from Liv. We've got 1-0 Alan Guest and 1-1 from Davey Hebson. But as I say, is there anything else, lads, that you just want to talk about before
Yeah. Ollie, have you been watching the Gators? What's been your favourite game?
My favourite game.
Wow, what a question.
Doesn't necessarily have to be one there. We're going to Wembley.
I'm going to say it was winning at Workshop when Dion Raitt scored an absolute worldie, which Mickey still to this day raves about.
Anything he did?
Yeah.
Not Mickey.
To be fair, that's why it stands out. To be fair to Dion, we give him a load of grief and we didn't know what that poor lad had been through.
That's true. Football in general, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, once you get older, you start to realise that life has more aspects to it than 90 minutes on the pitch. I'll take any amount of blood money to beat Halifax.
2-0 Halifax in the FA Cup.
Yeah, 4-2 after being 2-0 down at half time. Number one,
you just one quick stat from you because you've got a hell of a reputation of supporting the club. You missed your first home game just a few last month. It was like the first game you'd missed for a long time. What was the stat you told us at the game?
1,250.
What
consecutive home games?
Total games from Gateshead, from when I started watching them till now, is 1,250 league and cup, not including friendlies, etc.
That you've seen,
That I've seen. That was the stat I give you.
Wow. And the underpants were at every one of those games as well.
Well, I haven't been because it's obviously up now because we're a few games in.
But he's got going back
to the 90s, etc. I did 3 seasons full, every home and away game, because at that time, obviously, I was involved with the away travel and everything. And I even came back from my wedding, my honeymoon, jumped in a taxi, dumped Wallace on the doorstep, ran back downstairs, jumped in the taxi, and arrived at the ground at 5-3.
That's dedication.
Well, I wasn't giving up my 100% record, was I?
No. Sophia's just come up with a great question. Yeah, go on, do it again. Say it on the mic. About Halifax.
I said I was a bit confused because Halifax is the money shop in the Metro Centre.
Yeah, we couldn't even beat them on a wet Tuesday night. I'll tell you that. Darren Walden's put beating Halifax was his favourite game. 7-2 away was the best game for him.
Wrexham.
Yeah. So did I say Halifax? At Wrexham. Yeah. Sorry. So yeah.
But that was when Alan Price done the dance on the stairs, wasn't it?
I think it turned into a gift, didn't it? But on that note, Stevie, thank you very much for joining us. Been a pleasure.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Absolute pleasure.
We'll have to dig out more photos.
We'll have to do with all our yesterday's one.
Yeah, I want to dig out that suede jacket. You know, you still got it.
Dye my hair black.
We'll get
some frames, and we'll frame his jacket, and we'll frame my underkeg, and we'll frame the stadium.
You
almost
frame your underpants. We'll leave a little.
Them underkegs will not gambling the frame. They're not even gambling bars, man. Never mind the frame.
We'll put the underpants in a frame, but there'll be a little hole in the glass where you can scratch and sniff. So you can have that bit where Marshall made Steve touch cloth, he scratched that bit. It'll be on one side where off hand in school.
Wow. apologize, Carol.
Yeah, and someone's, but I'm not sure which of those Halifax I dislike more. So there we go. So it's like the society or that bank. But lads, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. If anyone have scored you with the photographs of yesterday, where it had to be done.
You definitely scored me.
I know. Give him some. Right, we're off to watch John Wick.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
thank you guys. Steven.
Good night.
Take care. Put a few messages up there, people putting it in. And the new caption should be Captain Underpants. That's what you should have. Captain Underpants. There we go. Right, on that note, we are going to go now. Big thank you to everyone that's joined us. Like and subscribe, as ever. We'll see you probably next weekend, actually, after the Southend game, unless anything massive happens. See if Macaulay Langstaff gets a big transfer in the next few days. That would be nice. So we'll see what happens. But hey, we live in hope.
Just a quickie, how do I get out of this now?
You hang around for 2 minutes, Steve.
Magic. We disappear to everyone else, but we stay here at each other.
All right.
Bye.
See you later.